It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where today the Rainiers host the Sugar Land Space Cowboys in the final game of a six-game series. Also, the last game of a 12-game homestand. The homestand is a win, and the series against Sugar Land is a win as well. The Rainiers have won 4 out of 5 so far against the Houston Astros AAA club. And they are 7-4 on this homestand going into the final game this afternoon. On the mound for the Red Ears today, left-hander Kyle Hart. He has been hot of late and has improved his record to 4-3, and it's dropped his ERA down to 3.99. Hart has allowed just 2 earned runs in his last 5 outings, spanning a total of 28 and two-thirds innings. So he has really been on a good roll on the hill. He did, however, just face Sugar Land on Tuesday in the series opener. Worked five scoreless innings in that game, but they have seen him now, so we'll see if that changes anything. The same could be said for the Sugar Land right-hander, Misael Tamarez, who makes the start today. The Red Ears just faced him on Tuesday. Tamarez has a good arm and has actually been pitching pretty well, but he can't get a win. He's 0-9 with a 5.80 ERA. For Sugar Land. So Misael Tamarez on the hill for Sugar Land, Kyle Hart for the Tacoma Rainiers. Rainiers won yesterday 5-3. Jake Schiner continuing his hot hitting. Schiner had 2 hits, an RBI double in the first, and a 2-run single in the fifth. He raised his league-leading RBI total to 105 runs batted in this season, and that includes 10 in his last 3 games. So Schiner has been hot, and he has helped lead the Red Ears to 3 consecutive victories over Sugar Land. Tacoma would love to wrap up the homestand with a 4th straight win before they embark upon a long road trip, a 12-gamer that starts on Tuesday in Salt Lake City. It's Tacoma and Sugar Land on this Sunday afternoon. Today on our Sunday interview, we will visit with the Tacoma Red Ears manager, John Russell, get his thoughts on the pennant race. Tacoma's just 1 game out with 19 to play. We'll visit with the skipper right after this.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusOfTacomaFife.com.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
It's our Sunday visit with Tacoma Rainiers manager John Russell. John, thanks for joining me today.
You got it.
Exciting times here with the Rainiers right now. Your team's 1 game out of first place with 19 to go. I think it's the time of year where it's now fair to look at the standings and see that, yeah, you're in the mix here. How do you see this playing out?
Well, it's, you know, you just got to finish it off, you know, and, you know, been in this situation before in the past with other teams, and it's just continue to play consistent baseball. I mean, that's what it's about. And, you know, try to, you know, avoid, you know, we had a little bit of a hiccup a couple nights ago. We made some errors, and fortunately we came back and held on to win. But, you know, just play clean baseball, give ourselves a chance, and that's all you can ask for at this time of year. You know, we used to say, you know, play hard and whatever, and so you can roll the dice in September. And that's where these guys have gotten themselves, and it's pretty exciting. They're very, you know, energetic about it. I mean, they know where we're at, and but it's just, you know, one day at a time, and you can't look too far ahead. And, you know, you look at the standings a little bit, but, you know, we've got to go out and do our job, and that'll take care of everything else. So we're really focused on, you know, what we need to do daily, not get too far ahead of ourselves. And, you know, we still got a game today, try to go out and win that game, and just, again, just take it one game at a time. And when the last game's over, we'll see where we're at.
One of your key players hit some big milestones this week. Jake Schiner reached 30 homers and also crossed into over 100 runs batted in on the season. His presence in the middle of the lineup's been really steady, and he's on a hot streak right now. It's got to be fun to watch this over the course of the year.
It is. You know, Jake's had a really good year. You know, we've had a few conversations of late. You know, because it's only normal for players when they get close to very attainable goals and, you know, start pressing a little bit. And but I think, you know, a little bit of a relief for him now that he's, you know, he got 30 and over 100. And now it's just, you know, I told him the other day, you're kind of just playing with house money now. So, you know, but he's been very consistent all year long for us. And, you know, his attitude and his work ethic, and, you know, it really shows, and it really shows with the rest of the players. And it's been really good for our whole team to watch him do what he does on a daily basis. And, you know, he's again had a phenomenal year, and I'm looking forward to him finishing it off.
Well, with Rainier's manager John Russell, speaking of finishing it off, you've really had an emerging bullpen duo to finish games in Stephen Kolek and Riley O'Brien. And it seems like you like to line them up in the eighth and ninth and sometimes switch their spots. But how did you kind of settle on those two guys at the end of games? And what level of confidence does it bring knowing those guys are available?
Well, they've done a good job for us. You know, when Stephen first got here, it was a little bit of an adjustment for him. But, you know, over the last, I think, a little over a month, he's been very dominating, and Riley's been good for us all year. But you look at our bullpen, it's really our strength. You know, there's been some guys really step up. You know, Diego's really come a long way, and he's really stepped up for us. Jensen is a nice addition. Bizardo's done a nice job for us. Juan Ten has really turned it around. And, you know, so I think that's right now is our strength. You know, if our starter can get us 4 to 5 innings, we feel pretty good on a given day. We can, you know, shut the opposing team down a little bit. And but those two guys have done a phenomenal job for us. And, you know, when you get a chance to win like we did last night, and keeping those guys ready, occasionally they do need to pitch one plus innings just because they get called up. That's something they would probably have to do up there. So you occasionally do that with them just to keep them, you know, where they get an inning, come sit on the bench, and then go back out, you know, because it's very, you can get into I wouldn't say a rut, but you can get into a certain, you know, you pitch one inning and you're done. But revamping and getting yourself back up to go back out on the mound for another inning or another couple outs is a big thing for them. So we'll keep pushing. You know, like again, they've done very well, but our whole bullpen is really our strength right now.
They've been key in this series so far. Series finale coming up here shortly. John, thanks a lot for the visit, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks.
That's John Russell, manager of the Red Ears. I'll be back with the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/free checking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, My father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Sugarland Space Cowboys, who are the Houston Astros AAA club. Their manager is Mickey Story. On the year, they have 51 wins and 80 losses. Leading off for Sugarland, playing third base is David Hensley. Batting second, right fielder Corey Jolks. Hitting third and patrolling center field is Pedro Leon. In the cleanup spot, second baseman Shea Whitcomb. Batting fifth, the shortstop Dixon Machado. Hitting sixth and doing the catching is Cesar Salazar. Batting seventh and playing first base is Andrew Knapp. Luke Berryhill hits eighth. He's the designated hitter. And batting ninth, left fielder Marty Costas on the mound. Misael Tamarez. Tamarez is 0-9 with a 5.80 ERA. Well, the Red Ears are 71-60 on the season. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by John Russell. They're going to lead off today with Ryan Bliss. Bliss is the shortstop. Batting second, designated hitter on rehab from the Mariners, Jared Kelnick. Hitting third, playing right field is Zach Deloach. Jake Shiner bats cleanup. He's at third base. Hitting fifth and playing left field is Taylor Trammell. Batting sixth, the center fielder Adam Engel. Hitting seventh, the first baseman, Robbie Tanerowicz. In the eighth spot, the second baseman, Riley Unruh. And batting ninth and doing the catching is Pedro Severino. On the mound for the Red Ears, left-hander Kyle Hart. He's 4-3 with a 3.99 ERA. Our umpires behind the plate calling the balls and strikes is Matt Bates. At first base, the crew chief, Cody Oaks. And over at third, it's Dane Ponczak. Tacoma and Sugarland wrapping up the homestand for the Red Ears, wrapping up the series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of today's game right after this.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
When it comes to your business insurance, perspective is everything. What is your broker seeing? And more importantly, what are they not seeing? If they're only considering your standard risks, well, that's like watching a ball game through a knothole in a fence. At Propel Insurance, we prefer sitting directly behind home plate, seeing the bigger picture. So not only do our experts understand your obvious risks, we dig in to identify exposures that you may not be aware of to create a smarter risk management program and keep you better protected. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
Well, good afternoon and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Airs Baseball. Just in time for the first pitch, which is down and in for a ball. 1-0 the count to Kyle Hart on the hill for the Red Airs. Working on the right-hand hitter, David Hensley. Hensley batting .237, .369 on base percentage. Very good eye, and he takes this one down and in. Two balls, no strikes. Hart making his 15th start for the Red Airs, 4-3, 3.99 ERA, averaging almost a strikeout per inning pitched. 2-0 to Hensley, breaking ball for a strike. Count goes to 2-1. Hart in 67 and two-thirds innings, has struck out 63. He's walked 29 and allowed 70 hits. 2-1 the count. And the next pitch from Hart is taken outside, and that evens things up, 2-2. Hart working with Pedro Severino behind the plate. Count 3-1, correction. Three balls, one strike to Hensley. And Hart's next delivery is outside. That's ball four, a leadoff walk here in the first. So Hensley heads down to first base, and now Corey Jolks is the batter. Last night, Tacoma pitchers somehow managed to walk nine batters and yet allow only three runs in the game. The key being that they permitted only six hits. Two of which were homers, but they were both solo shots. Rainiers really worked around a lot of base runners last night as Sugarland left 12 on base. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Corey Jolks, 0-1. Jolks, right-hand batter in his third game since rejoining Sugarland after a stint with the Astros. He spent most of his season in the majors. The pitch here is a swing and a miss. And the count's 1-1. Jolks 3-for-8 in this series against Tacoma. 0-2 the count to Jolks. Here comes a move to first. And back in standing up is Hensley. Hensley 8-for-8 in stolen base attempts this year. No balls, two strikes to Jolks. And Hart with his pitch, and it is taken outside for a ball, a changeup that misses away. One ball, two strikes, now the count. Next pitch, swung on and fouled back to the screen behind home plate. Right here's wearing the cream-colored kind of retro jerseys today that were introduced this season. They wear them frequently on Sundays, not always, though. They're the jerseys with the salmon on the sleeve. One-two pitch inside for a ball, 2-2. We've got cloudy skies in Tacoma today. The sun has yet to really make an appearance. And for much of the morning, the wind was blowing out to center field quite strongly. It has died down a bit, at least at the moment. 2-2 pitch is hit in the air to shallow right, and that's going to drop in for a hit. Fielding it on one hop is DeLoach. Taking second is Hensley. A single the other way for Jolks. And Sugarland has something cooking in the top of the first inning. They have two on with no one out for Pedro León. León, their home run leader, hitting .250 with 21 homers and 71 runs batted in. So Hart in a jam here right away in the top of the first inning. 30-year-old lefty out of Indiana University. And his pitch is swung out and pulled foul down the third baseline. Shiner at third playing even with the bag. Rainiers have Bliss at short and Unroe at second today with Tanarowicz at first. And the outfield is Trammell in left, Engel in center, and Deloach in right. 0-1 the count to Leon. And Hart's pitch is down low. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 coming. And this is a hit on two hops to short. Bliss goes to Unroe. There's one on to first in the dirt, but scooped by Tanarowicz. And the Rainiers turn the double play. That's big. Bliss with the double starts the double play. Unroe's been really good on turns, but this throw got away from him. And Tanarowicz was able to bail him out by scooping it with a backhand and completes the double play at first base. So now Hensley is at third with two down, and Shea Whitcomb is the batter. And the pitch is bounced foul. There's strike one. Whitcomb hitting .232 with 19 homers and 53 runs batted in, and he hit his 19th yesterday. A solo shot that came in the sixth inning. 0-1 pitch is down low for a ball, 1-1. Whitcomb also has 12 homers in Double A this year. He was there to start the season, so all told, he's having a 31-homer year. He fouls one off on the first base side. 1-2. Hart trying to strand the runner here. He's ahead of the count. And his 1-2 pitch just off the plate outside with a fastball. And the count's even now, 2-2. And this pitch is swung on and pulled deep down the left field line. Back goes Trammell into the corner, and it is a foul ball. And the Rainiers say thank goodness, because that had home run distance and landed on the deck, but to the left of the foul pole. This ball did not go foul by much. Two and two to Whitcomb. Hart is set. And his pitch is swung on and roped foul down the third baseline. That sent the runner Hensley leaping over the foul ball. Hensley's been taking aggressive leads over there at third during this plate appearance. Almost lost a toe there. Two and two. And the next pitch from Hart. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a changeup. And Kyle Hart escapes the jam here in the first inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left. Big double play ball. We go to the bottom of the first. Sugar Land nothing. Tacoma coming to the plate.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Well, Sugarland did not score in the top of the first inning, and now the Red Ears come to the plate in the bottom of the first. And starting things off is Ryan Bliss, who's in the leadoff spot today. Bliss hitting .211 with a .300 on base percentage, but has been reaching a lot recently. And he takes the first pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. He reached base three times yesterday with a double and two walks. He ended up scoring two runs. He was also on three times on Friday night, with a couple of hits and a walk. He takes the next pitch from Tamarez up high for a ball, 2-0. Right here's facing the righty Misael Tamarez, just 23 years old. It's been a hard luck pitcher for Sugarland this year, 0-9, despite having quite a few very good starts this season, but not getting much run support. 2-0 pitch inside for a ball, 3-0. And in a way, that continued on Tuesday when he started the first game of the series against Tacoma. He was pretty good. Went five innings, allowed three runs. That's not bad at all in the PCL. Sears a pitch in for a strike. But the Red Ears pitched a shutout that day and beat Sugarland 5-0, and Tamarez got hung with his ninth loss. He had seven strikeouts the other day. He possesses a good fastball. 3-0 pitch is hit in the air towards right center. This is deep. It is back and gone. Ryan Bliss lifts one out of here to right center, and it cleared the wall under the scoreboard, and that is his fourth homer as a Red Ear. And he shows that opposite field power, which he has put on display a couple of times in his brief time with Tacoma. And the Red Ears have a 1-0 lead at the bottom of the first inning. Bliss goes the other way. Wind blowing out, too. That may have given it a little extra push the ball needed to carry out of here. Maybe not. Right here's on the board here in the bottom of the first. And now the pitch to Kelnick is fouled off. And there's strike one. Kelnick on the rehab assignment. And this is his fourth game. He's 2-for-8 with three walks so far. Has an RBI single that helped win a game, and he fouls off another pitch. Count goes to 0-2 on Kelnick. Kelnick DHing today, played seven innings in right field yesterday. 0-2 pitch is lined into center. There's a base hit for Jared Kelnick, a clean single to center field, and he is aboard. And the Red Ears' first two batters with hits here in the first inning. Bliss with a homer, and then Kelnick just got a 97-mile-per-hour fastball from Tamarez and calmly lined it into center field for a base hit. Now here's Deloach, and the pitch is taken outside for a ball. Deloach hitting .283 with 19 homers, 74 runs batted in, .392 on base percentage. And now here's one up high. Two balls, no strikes. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards the left field corner. And back is Costas, and he makes the catch on the warning track. And that is the first out at the bottom of the first inning. Well, the Red Ears' first three batters have homered, singled, and hit a warning track fly. Now Jake Scheiner is the batter. Shiner hitting .258, 30 homers, 105 runs batted in. Leads the league in the latter two categories. And he takes a fastball in there for a strike. 0-1. Shiner with 10 runs batted in over the last three games. And he swings and misses now at a change, and the count goes to 0-2. O2 from Tamarez, and it is swung on, and that's hit out into shallow center. On comes Leon, and he gets there and makes the catch, and Kelnick, yeah, either forgot how many outs there were. Yep, he forgot how many outs there were, and he is doubled off of first base to end the inning. And that's how the first inning comes to a close. So Shiner flies into an 8-3 double play as Kelnick was running and is doubled off first base because he appeared to forget how many outs there were in the inning. One run for the Raiders on two hits. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the second. It's Tacoma 1, Sugar Land nothing.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
One nothing Raiders. We go to the second inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. It's the Raiders annual K-9 innings celebration, if you will. Sears a pitch inside to Dixon Machado. The one day a year that Raiders fans are allowed to bring their dog to the park, and plenty of furry friends here in attendance today. So next pitch is outside to Machado. Two balls, no strikes. Machado hitting .238 with six homers, .368 on base percentage. 2-0 pitch in for a strike. Now Hart throws, and here's a grounder to the left side. Shiner scoops it up, throws to first in time for the out, and what a way in the top of the second inning. Machado grounds out to third, and now Cesar Salazar will be the bat. Salazar, left-hand hitting catcher, batting .221 with a couple of homers. And the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Nice crowd on hand on this Sunday afternoon. One-oh pitch, bounced foul, first base side. After this game, only six home games remain, and it's going to be a little bit before that final homestand begins, 2 weeks. It starts on September 19th. Final six games of the regular season. Sears one. It misses for a ball, 2-1. And those games could be crucial in the standings as the Raiders play Round Rock in that last week, and Round Rock currently in first place. The Raiders just one game behind them. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, 2-2. We'll see how this road trip goes for the Red Ears. They have 6 games in Salt Lake. The Salt Lake Bees kind of struggling right now, although they did snap a 7-game losing streak last night. And then the Red Ears have 6 games in Oklahoma City against a good Dodgers club. 2-2 pitch, down and in, ball 3. In fact, Oklahoma City's already qualified for the playoffs. They did so long ago when they won the first half title. Three-two pitch, swung on, grounded to third again. Shiner has it, throws to first in time for the out, and a couple of ground balls to Jake Shiner at third result in outs here in the second inning. And now Andrew Knapp is the batter.
The first baseman, number 6, Andrew Knapp.
Knapp, switch hitter, will bat right-handed, hitting 182 in just 10 games for Sugarland. And the pitch is in there for a strike. First pitch fastball from Hart at 91 on the gun. Next pitch, swinging a foul tip at the plate. Change up, strike 2. So no balls, 2 strikes. Hart with his pitch, and it is a called strike 3. Frozen with a slider, and Kyle Hart works a 3-up, 3-down top of the second inning, and he records his 2nd strikeout of the afternoon. We go to the bottom of the 2nd. It's Tacoma 1, Sugarland nothing.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
One nothing, the Red Ears with the lead. Taylor Trammell to lead off the bottom of the second inning, and he swings and misses at a Missy Altamirez fastball for strike 1. 96-mile-per-hour heater from the righty. Ryan Bliss hit a solo homer to lead off the bottom of the first. Trammell takes the next pitch up high for a ball. Trammell went deep yesterday, his 19th home run of the season. Now the 1-1, and there's an off-speed pitch up high, 2-1. Bliss's homer was the 5th first-inning leadoff homer that the Red Ears have had this season, and the first one in nearly 2 months. 2-1 pitch is high, ball 3. Last leadoff homer was hit by Sam Haggerty July 5th down in Reno. 3-1 pitch. In there for a strike. Count goes full, 3-2. Trammell will use his timeout and step out of the batter's box for a moment. Now the 3-2, swung on and fouled away. Still three balls, two strikes. Payoff pitch, down and in, ball four. It's a leadoff walk. Trammell will head down to first base. Adam Engel now the batter. First walk drawn by the Red Ears today. Tacoma walks a lot. Very good at drawing walks this club. And the first pitch to Engel is up high for a ball. Next pitch coming from Tamarez. And this is inside and it hit him as he was turning away from it. And a little wildness gives the Red Ears a couple of base runners here in the bottom of the second inning. Trammell had to work for his walk on a full count pitch, but then Engel just took this one off the back of his left shoulder. Two on, no one out for Robbie Tanerowicz. And the pitch is a fastball outside, ball one. Tanerowicz hitting .211 with two homers in 31 games. .318 on base percentage. He's been streaky since coming up from AA Arkansas. So here's a pitch inside for a ball to Adele. Next pitch called a strike. 2-1. Now a swing and a foul back, and the count's even 2-2. Two pitch on its way to Tanerowicz, and he swings and misses at a breaking ball. That is strike three, and it's the first out of the inning. Nice curveball from Tamarez to strike out Tanerowicz. First strikeout of the day for Misael Tamarez. And now Riley Unruh will be the batter. Unruh. Switch hitter will bat left-handed. This is the third time the Red Ears have faced Tamarez this year, all of them within the last month, so the guy should have an idea of what to expect from him. Now there's a swing and a foul back. Although he has had good results against the Red Ears. In the first two starts, pitched a total of 10 innings against Tacoma, allowing three runs on only four hits. But the Rainiers got a run in the first today and are threatening here in the second. Two on, one out. 0-1 pitch to Unruh. Check swing foul, and the count goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a fastball at 96 on the gun, and there's the second out. So the inning started with a walk and a hit by pitch, but then back-to-back strikeouts. Rainiers are hoping that Pedro Severino could come through with two outs. Severino was off last night. Here's the pitch from Tamarez, and it is taken for a strike. Severino hitting 228 for the Red Ears with five homers, 24 runs batted in 38 games, but he's been swinging a hot bat over the course of the last month. Well, one pitch bounced foul past third base coach Eric Ferris. Oh, two the count. The 0-2 on its way. Trammell dancing around at second, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. That is strike three. Tamarez hitting 97 with that fastball. And that does it for Tacoma here in the second. Three straight strikeouts close out the inning. No runs, hits, or errors. Two men left on base. We go to the third. It's Tacoma 1, Sugar Land nothing.
By ugly yellow toe fungus.
Living with toe fungus it's embarrassing. I was afraid to take my socks off. I hid my yellow and crumbly toes from everybody.
Introducing Crystal Flush. Crystal Flush is the only FDA-registered 2-in-1 home treatment that attacks your toe fungus from both the inside and out. Crystal Flush's new and different combination system knocks out toe fungus for good, guaranteed.
Crystal Flush is different. After just a few weeks, my fungus was gone. I mean, 100% disappeared. Crystal Flush was the only thing that ever worked. So if you're skeptical because you tried a bunch of other stuff, Crystal Flush is different. This is a game changer.
Crystal Flush is now available without a prescription, but it is not available in stores. Get your risk-free supply today. Go to crystalflush.com. That's CrystalFlush.com. Stop being embarrassed by ugly yellow toenails. Go to crystalflush.com or call 800-204-4484.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our air wet vacuum sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
One nothing. Tacoma leads. We head to the third inning of play here at Cheney Stadium on this cloudy and gray Sunday afternoon. Luke Berryhill to lead things off for Sugar Land, and the pitch is swung on and blasted to high and deep towards left center field. Engel and Trammell are back, but no one's catching this one. We are tied. Luke Berryhill with his eighth home run of the season, launching one to left center, and this game is even, 1-1. First pitch swinging, and there wasn't really any doubt about that one. So Sugarland evens up the score using a homer. And now Marty Costas is the batter. And Hart will try to shake that off and move on. And his first pitch to Costas is a slider in there for a called strike. Next pitch is low and away for a ball. Pitch low and away. Two balls, one strike. The This pitch is called a strike, and that evens things up 2-2. Two-two delivery, fouled away. Still two balls, two strikes. This pitch is low, laying off of it is Costas. Full count, 3-2. And the payoff is lined down the right field line, and it's fair, and it's going to roll down into the corner before Deloach picks it up. And checking in at second base with a double is Marty Costas. So he lines one the other way and keeps it fair. Costas with a two-base hit, his eighth double of the year. And now David Hensley will bat with a runner in scoring position. Now the pitch. Taken for a strike. Hart throws a slider for a strike, and it's 0-2 now to David Hensley. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Down low with a change. Hensley lays off of it. Hart has recorded a couple of strikeouts already and looking for another one right here. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Still a ball and two strikes. Costas leads from second. Here is the 1-2 pitch on its way. And it's sliced foul down the first baseline. Still a ball and two strikes. Now the 1-2 on its way. And it's tapped slowly up the third baseline and trickles foul. One, two again from Hart. And it's swung on and hit in the air to shallow center, coming in his angle, and he's there, and he makes the catch, and there's the first out of the inning. Hensley flies to center. And now Corey Jolks is the hitter. Jolks singled his first time up. Right-hand batter, and the pitch is taken high and away. Runner goes to third, pitches outside, throw down to third, not in time, a head-first dive, and Costas is in there ahead of the tag from Shiner, and that's his fifth steal of the year. And that's a big steal. He's now just 90 feet away from scoring with only one out, and the Raiders are going to be forced to bring the infield in. Here's the pitch, and it is pulled towards left, and that's a fair ball down the line, and it's going to score the go-ahead run as Costas crosses the plate. Jolks ends up at second base with an RBI double, and Sugarland has the lead 2-1. So Corey Jolks pulls one down the third baseline. Kept it fair, not by much, but it was fair. Both of the hits this inning, aside from the homer, the two doubles this inning, both fair by inches, but they were fair, and that results in a run. And now Jolks is at second with one out for Pedro Leon. And Hart bluffs a pickoff move to second, but no throw over. Now the pitch is in for a called strike. Now the 0-1 swing and a missed strike two. Ahead of the count, no balls, two strikes. Hart with his pitch, and it's a fastball inside. 1-2. One-two delivery, fouled away. Still a ball and two strikes. Hart with a pickoff move to second, and back in safely is Jolks. Unroh, the second baseman, trying to sneak in there behind the runner to receive the throw. One-two pitch. Called strike three, and down goes Leon, and there's the second out of the inning. Perfect placement of that pitch from Kyle Hart right on the inside edge to get the called strike three. And now Shea Whitcomb is the batter. Whitcomb struck out swinging earlier, 0-for-1. And Hart with a pitch up high, but he gets the swing and a miss. So strike one on a high fastball. Sugarland has just taken the lead here in the third. Hart trying to close out the inning now. 0-1 pitch. Up and in. One ball, one strike. Rainiers will have the top of the lineup coming up in the bottom of this inning. One offering to Whitcomb. And it's ball two. Wind blowing out towards center field here at Cheney Stadium this afternoon. It's picked up from the early innings. It's now the 2-1 swung on and grounded foul. 2-2. The 2-2 is hit well to left field. Back on the ball is Trammell, but it is gone. A homer off the facing of the deck in left field, and it ricocheted back onto the field and nearly hit Trammell. but it's a two-run homer for Shea Whitcomb, and Sugarland now leads 4-1. Whitcomb with his 20th AAA homer of the season and 32nd in the minors this year. And it's a big inning for Sugarland. They've put four on the board here. So Dixon Machado will now be the seventh man to come to the plate this inning. And the pitch to him is inside for a ball, 1-0. And Hart's had to throw a lot of pitches here. And is up over 60 pitches now in this contest. So next pitch is in for a strike to Machado, 1-1. Next pitch, breaking ball outside. Two-one delivery. Over for a called strike with a change. Now this one is fouled back. Two-two. Called strike three on the inside edge, and Machado goes down looking, and that closes out the top of the third inning. Strikeout number four for Hart, but Sugarland scores four runs in the inning on four hits, all for extra bases, two doubles and two homers. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Sugarland 4, Tecoma 1.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tecoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tecoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tecoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memory.
We go to the bottom of the third. It is Sugarland 4, Tecoma 1. Rainiers find themselves trailing. And it's been a few days. Well, I guess not that long ago. On Friday, when the Rainiers won 4-2, they trailed for most of the game. They were down 2-0 at the stretch. And then rallied at the bottom of the seventh. Here's Ryan Bliss leading off the third, and he takes the first pitch low and away for a ball, 1-0. Bliss led off the first inning with a homer. Rainiers never trailed yesterday, won the game 5-3, although Sugarland did tie it up at one point, 1-1. Which is also now the count on Bliss after he just took a strike. And this pitch is on the inside edge for a called strike, and the count goes to 1-2. One-two pitch is hit in the air towards left. This is deep and back and gone. Bliss has hit another one. His second home run of the game. The first one was to right center, and this one to left field. It's his fifth as a member of the Radiators. And for Ryan Bliss, he has now hit 18 home runs this season between AA and AAA, covering two different organizations. Home run number 18 on the year. So it's 4-2. The ball's flying out of here today with the wind blowing out. Each team with two homers early. Here's Jared Keldick, and he pulls a grounder foul on the first base side. There's strike one. Keldick had a base hit in the first inning. And behind in the count here, 0-1. Now the pitch is swung on and popped up foul on the third base side into the seats. 0-2 the count. Now pitch is up high for a ball, 1-2. Now a soft liner into right center, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Keldick has his second hit of the game, a single to right center. And Keldick is on it. First base coach Ty Kelly tells him, okay, Jared, there are no outs in the inning, no outs. And now Zach Deloach is the hitter. He flied to deep left field earlier. And the pitch is swung on and foul tipped at the plate. Tamarez with a change, and he gets a swing and a miss for strike two. O-2 pitch is hit in the air towards left. This is struck well. Costas, though, will again have room and make the catch on the track. That is twice that Deloach has sent the left fielder to the warning track, only to be retired. One away in the bottom of the third, and now Jake Shiner is the batter. Shiner flied to center in the first, and it became a double play when Keldick was running the bases thinking there were two outs instead of one. Here's the pitch from Tamarez, and it is taken outside for a ball. Now this pitch is waved at and missed, and the count is even, 1-1. Swing and a foul tip, 1-2. The third inning has gone exactly the same as the first inning for the Red Ears. Bliss led off with a homer. Kelnick followed with a single. Deloach followed with a warning track fly out to left. Exact same results for each of the first three hitters. 1-2 pitch is high. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two pitch to Shiner, low ball three. Full count to Jake. Kelnick takes off, 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Throw down to second is off the glove of Whitcomb, and Kelnick is safe. He was going to get thrown out there if Whitcomb just catches that throw, which was on the money, and puts the tag on Celtic, but it went off of Whitcomb's glove. They had Celtic. Whitcomb had to catch the ball, though. Well, Shiner strikes out for the second out, but Kelnick is now in scoring position. Tamaris has four strikeouts now. Here's Trammell, and the pitch to Taylor is down and in for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0, grounded foul. One ball, one strike. Next pitch, called a strike, and it's 1-2. Now Trammell uses his timeout and steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Dug back in. He's ready to hit. Kelnick at second with two away in the third. And the pitch from Tamaris. And it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a change, and that does it for the Raiders here in the third. So they settle for just getting the one run back on Bliss's second homer of the game. There were two hits in the inning and one runner left stranded on base. We go to the fourth. It is Sugar Land 4, Tacoma 2.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/free checking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Well, we head to the fourth inning. It's Sugarland 4, Tacoma 2. Kyle Hart trying to bounce back from a third inning that saw four runs cross the plate after he kept him off the scoreboard the first two innings, and he starts Salazar off with a called strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch from the lefty is swung on and hit in the air to shallow right center and racing at his ankle, and he makes the sliding catch while going full speed. Nice play by Adam Engel in shallow right center. And there's the first out at the top of the fourth inning. Engel, very good defensive outfielder, and had a great jump on that and was able to close in on it and make the play. Andrew Knapp now the batter. Switch hitter bats right, and the pitch is a swing and a miss at a slider. There's strike one. Raiders picked up a game on first place Round Rock last night by winning here, and Round Rock lost at Oklahoma City. Here's one in for a strike, and that's challenged by Knapp, our first challenge of the game. So we'll go to the automated ball strike system, see what it has to say. And the ruling is it was inside, so Knapp was right. And Sugarland wins the challenge, and the count's even 1-1. Once a team is wrong on three challenges, they are out for the game. Sears is swinging a miss, strike two, and it's kind of rare that we didn't see a challenge in the first three innings. That was our first one of this game total for both teams. Here's the 1-2 on its way from Hart. And it is a fastball down low. So Oklahoma City beat Sugarland yesterday 7-1. Johnny DeLuca had two hits and a homer, walked a couple times. Miguel Vargas, two hits and an RBI. 2-2 pitch is driven towards left center field and deep. Engel on the move, and he's going to have to play this one off the fence, which he does, and he fires it in to the cutoff man, but checking in at second base with a double is Andrew Knapp. So Knapp with a two-base hit. And now Luke Berryhill will be the hitter. Oklahoma City got to Round Rock's bullpen last night, which doesn't happen very often. The Round Rock starter, Robert Duggar, former Rainier and Mariner, who's leading the PCL in earned run average right now. He went six innings and allowed two runs. Left the game trailing 2-1. So there's ball one to Berryhill. And then Oklahoma City scored five runs off the Round Rock bullpen, which is a very stingy unit. 1-0 pitch inside, ball two. So the Red Ears just one game behind Round Rock now, entering play today. Well, here we go. Now the Red Ears are challenging for the first time. And Severino wins the challenge as that pitch was a strike. So what's happened here, guys? Did the players forget it was a challenge game and they just remembered it here in the fourth inning? Or was the umpire just getting every call right for three innings and now suddenly he's missed a couple? Sears a swing and a miss, strike two to Berryhill. Each team has won a challenge here within the last five pitches. So one ball, two strikes to Berryhill. And the pitch is swung on and looped over first, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Coming around third is Knapp there, waving him in. Deloach's throw to the plate. The tag is not in time. Knapp slides in there safely, and it is now a 5-2 ball game. Deloach's throw came in on one hop. He's got a good arm. He put the ball there, but Knapp just beat it out. It was a close play. Knapp sliding in, feet first, and he had his foot on the plate before Severino's sweep tag got him, and so the palm popped out of Severino's mitt anyway, but Knapp was safe regardless. So Berryhill with the RBI single, it's 5-2, and now Marty Kostas is the batter, and the pitch is up high for a ball. Hart came into play today, having allowed just two earned runs in his last five starts, to get that stat right. So here's a pitch that misses. And it was over 28 2/3 innings. Or 26 2/3 innings that he allowed the two runs. 2-0 pitch lined into left field. There's a base hit. And going to second and stopping is Berryhill, and then another Sugarland hit. That's their eighth in 3 1/3 innings against Hart. And Tacoma has bullpen action going on. Hart hasn't really been hit since July 25th. But Sugarland's getting to him today. The right here's catcher Severino goes to the mound to talk to Hart. Also yesterday in the PCL, Las Vegas and Salt Lake played a doubleheader. They had to make up the rainout that occurred, surprisingly, on Friday night in Vegas. First ever rainout at Las Vegas ballpark. And they ended up splitting the doubleheader yesterday. Here's the pitch to Hensley from Hart with two on and one out, and it's in there for a strike. Vegas won the first game 5-1. Mason Miller on a rehab, retired all nine batters he faced with four strikeouts, and Brett Harris homered and drove in two. As now a drive to left center. This is deep and back and gone. A three-run home run for David Hensley, and it is now a 7-2 Sugarland lead. Hensley cranks one out of here to left center field. It is his fifth home run of the season. And this one comes with a couple of men on base. It is 8-2, pardon me. As this three-run shot makes it back-to-back innings for Sugarland, in which they have scored four runs. And now Corey Jolks is the hitter. And this pitch is low and away for a ball. Well, in the one game that Sugarland has won in this series, they really did a lot of scoring, and they're doing it again today. So here's a pop-up on the right side, and it'll be the second baseman, Unroe, who makes the catch, and Jolks is retired, and two men are gone here in the fourth. Pedro Leon now the batter. Game two of the series on Wednesday, Sugarland won 12-1, and they hit five homers in that game. Other than that game, the Red Deer's pitching has really held them in check. So now the pitch to Leon is up high for a ball. Until today, they've hit three more homers today and lead 8-2 here in the fourth. 1-0 pitch. Tapped foul, 1-1. Second game of that doubleheader in Vegas yesterday, the Bees ended their seven-game losing streak. They shut out Las Vegas 2-0. Now the pitch is bounced foul, 1-2. Jonathan Diaz, the lefty, started that game for Salt Lake, went five innings of one-hit ball, and it was a seven-inning game, but still Salt Lake pitched a two-hit shutout. And the upshot of that result yesterday in Vegas is that the Red Deers are tied in second place with Las Vegas, one game behind Round Rock. Here's one up high and away. 2-2 now to Leon. Two-two pitch coming. Down and in, ball three. Now the payoff is high ball four, and Leon draws the two-out walk, so he will head down to first base, and Shea Whitcomb is the batter, and that's going to do it for Kyle Hart. Tough outing for Hart after five consecutive really good ones. Not so much today. He leaves with two outs in the fourth, and our score is Sugarland 8, Tacoma 2.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Well, Sugarland leads 8-2. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Their cleanup hitter, Shea Whitcomb, is coming to the plate. The Rainiers have gone to the bullpen and brought in right-hander Nick Whitgren. So Whitgren against Whitcomb here in a wit battle. And Whitgren is appearing in his fifth game since joining the Rainiers. He's allowed 5 runs in 5 innings so far. Hart went 3 2/3, gave up 9 hits, 8 runs. They're all earned. There were 3 homers. He walked 2, struck out 4. And now Whitgren with the pitch to Whitcomb. And it swung on and bounced foul on the third base side, strike 1. Well, it's early enough in this contest for the Red Ears to turn this thing into a slugfest if they can get the offense humming. Need the bullpen to put the clamps on the Sugarland lineup too. Oh, one pitch fouled off the foot of Whitcomb, and the count goes to 0-2. Whitgren, major league veteran. Now with the 0-2 pitch, and it swung on and looped to the right side, charged and picked up by Unroe on a hop, and he throws it to first in time to get Whitcomb, and that is the final out here in the top of the fourth inning. But 4-run score for Sugarland on 4 hits. There were no errors and 1 runner left on base. And we head to the bottom of the fourth inning with the score, Sugarland 8 to Tacoma 2.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Well, it's 8-2. Sugarland leads the Raiders. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Adam Engel to start things off against Misael Tamarez. And the pitch is up and in for a ball, 1-0. Engel, Tanerowitz, and Unroe are due up this inning. And the 1-0 pitch is high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0 is poured in there for a strike. Next offering to Engel, swing and a miss. 2-2. Wind still blowing out strongly towards center field. The 2-2 is hit in the air, but on the infield. And Machado gives way. Nope, he makes the catch. That is the first out at the bottom of the fourth. Looked like he was going to let Hensley catch it, but Machado ended up gloving that pop-up. And one man is out at the bottom of the fourth, and now Robbie Tanerowitz will be the batter. Tanerowitz. Strikeout swinging earlier, 0-1. There's a swing and a foul back. 0-1 the count. Other PCL finals yesterday, El Paso won at Reno 8-6. As Eggy Rosario had two hits and a homer and drove in five runs for El Paso. Next pitch misses. El Paso was trailing 5-2 after six innings, and then they scored six runs in the top of the seventh. Here's one down and in now to Tanerowitz, 2-1. Fastball inside, ball three. Well, we think it's ball three. It got challenged by the Sugarland catcher Salazar, and he loses the challenge. That pitch was indeed inside. First loss challenge for Sugarland. 3-1 to Tanerowitz. Now this pitch is over for a strike. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch, outside, ball four. Tanerowitz draws the one-out walk, and he heads down to first base. And now Riley Unroe will be the hitter. There was a walk-off home run last night in Sacramento. Albuquerque and Sacramento were tied 3-3 in the bottom of the ninth, and the Rivercats put a couple of men on and got a game-winning three-run blast off the bat of Elliot Ramos. So here's a swing and a grounder to the right side. Knapp has it, goes to the shortstop for one. That's all they'll get. The force out on Tanerowitz at second base, and now Unroe reaches on the fielder's choice. Pedro Severino will be next. Tamarez with the pitch, and it is swung on and popped up on the infield left side, and Machado calls for it and makes the catch, and the inning is over. Severino is out, and the Red Ears don't score in the fourth. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left. We go to the fifth inning. It's Sugarland 8, Tacoma 2.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Well, we go to the fifth. It is Sugarland 8 to Tacoma 2. And Nick Whitgren on the mound for the Red Ears as the Cheney Stadium Dog Show has come to a conclusion on our annual canine innings event here in Tacoma. Dixon Machado leads off the fifth, and he takes a strike from Whitgren, 0-1 the count. Machado's 0-2 today with a ground out and a strikeout. Whitgren retired the only batter he faced, ending the fourth. Next pitch is in there for a called strike to Machado, and the count moves to 0-2. Now, the 0-2 pitch is on its way, and this is outside for a ball. 1-2. One-two pitch, low and away with a change. Two balls, two strikes now. And a pop-up now on the infield. And underneath it is Unroe, and he makes the catch, and Machado is retired, so Whitgren gets a pop-up, and there's the first out in the top of the fifth inning. Cesar Salazar now the batter. Well, in the big leagues today, the Mariners lost to the Mets 6-3 in New York. Here's a swing and a foul tip by Salazar, strike one. The Mets are not having a good year, but they do have a superstar in Pete Alonso, and he had a superstar game today with two homers, and he drove in four. Here's a swing and a miss, strike two. Alonso now with 41 homers and 100 runs batted in for the Mets. And they won the series from the Mariners, 2-1. The Mariners had not lost a series since early August when Baltimore beat the M's 2-3. 0-2 pitch now to Salazar from Whitgren, and it's grounded foul first base side. M's had back-to-back homers from Dominic Canzone and Mike Ford, but that was pretty much the highlight right there as they fell behind early. George Kirby lasted just three innings, allowed four runs, got hit with a loss. Next pitch misses for a ball. 1-2 the count to Salazar. M's road trip continues in Cincinnati starting tomorrow. And Here's a high fly to left, and it's up in the wind. Back is Trammell, and he'll make the catch. And there is the first out of the fifth. Salazar flies to deep left. Two down for Andrew Knapp. Knapp's one for two with a double and a run scored. Here's this pitch, and it's taken for a called strike. Now a swing and a miss there, strike two. Whitgren trying to put him away. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. He got him. Knapp strikes out swinging, and Nick Whitgren delivers a three up, three down at top of the fifth. He has retired all four batters he has faced today. We go to the bottom of the fifth at Sugarland 8, Tacoma 2.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma, with tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members. Our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Sugarland 8 to Tacoma 2. And the Red Ears have scored both of their runs on solo homers by Ryan Bliss. And he is the man who is leading off here at the bottom of the fifth. Isael Tamara is on the hill. The pitch to Bliss is outside for a ball. 1-0. Bliss led off the bottom of the first inning with an opposite field homer to right center, and then led off the third inning with a homer to left, and now he's leading off the fifth, and this one is up and in, 2-0. Meanwhile, a storyline for Sugarland, Tamarez has been their hard luck pitcher this year. 0-9 is his one loss record, despite having quite a few really good outings. Here's a pitch in for a strike. Just two starts ago, he pitched six shutout innings against Reno and left with a 4-0 lead and didn't get a win that day. So here's a pitch inside for a ball. Well, today, his team has put 8 runs on the scoreboard for him. He's got to get through the fifth inning in order to be eligible for a win. 3-1 pitch is in there for a strike. And then, of course, eventually he's going to leave this game, and the bullpen's going to have to get the job done. The Rainiers have had some comebacks this season. 3-2 pitch, smacked to the right side, but flagged down by Whitcomb, the second baseman, and he throws out Bliss. One out of the bottom of the fifth inning. And now Kalnick will bat. He's 2-for-2 with a pair of singles so far. And the pitch is high for a ball, 1-0. Now a swing and a foul back, 1-1. One pitch, swing and a miss. Count moves to 1-2. And now, fastball down and in. Two balls, two strikes. Tamara's with his pitch. High, ball three. And Kelnick has worked to full count. Three balls, two strikes. Swung on and pulled into right field. And there's another base hit for Kelnick. He takes the turn at first and holds there. Jared Kelnick's 3-for-3 today with three singles. Now Zach DeLoach will be the batter. He's 0-for-2 with a couple of warning track flyouts to left field. Tamara's is at 80 pitches now. His pitch to DeLoach is popped up, foul, third base side. Hensley over, and he runs out of room. It lands out of play. Strike one to Kelnick. All one pitch. Up high, 1-1 now to DeLoach. One, swung on, roped into right field. Jolks makes the catch, and that is the second out. Ball was hit hard, and Jolks had to stay with it. As it seemed like there might have been some topspin on this as well, as it sucked down towards Jolks and was able to make the play. Well, two down in the fifth, and now Jake Shiner is the hitter. He's 0-for-2 with a flyout and a strikeout. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Now there's a pitch inside, check swing, and Shiner held up in time. Two balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0 guide towards the shallow right. Back is Whitcomb, in is Jolks. Jolks, the right fielder, makes the catch. Shiner is out, and that does it for the Red Ears in the fifth. So Tamara's gets through five. No runs on a hit. There were no errors, and one runner left on. We go to the sixth inning at Sugarland 8, Tacoma 2.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
A closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provax CCTV Inspection Team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provac has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We go to the sixth inning. It's Sugar Land 8 to Tacoma 2. And the Red Ears bring in a new pitcher to work the sixth inning. Jose Rodriguez is in from the bullpen. Rodriguez. 2-7 with a 7.57 ERA. And the pitch to Luke Berryhill is a swing and a miss. Rodriguez in relief of Nick Whitgren, who went 1 1/3 scoreless, retired all 4 batters he faced and recorded a strikeout along the way. Next pitch is down low for a ball, 1-1. Next pitch waved at and missed. One and two, the count. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike 3, and Rodriguez fans the first batter he faces, striking out Berryhill. One away at the top of the sixth, and now Marty Costas will be the batter. He's 2-for-2 today with a single, a double, and 2 runs scored. So I mentioned the Mariners lost today to the Mets. So here's a check swing. Big one hopper right back to Rodriguez, who fields it and throws to first. And two men are gone at the top of the sixth inning. And now Hensley will be the batter. Mariners entered play today 1 game ahead of the Astros and 2 games ahead of the Rangers. Well, the Rangers have gained a game. They beat the Twins today 6-5. Getting a walk-off homer in the bottom of the ninth from Adolis Garcia, his 34th of the year. Pitch to Hensley is in there for a strike. So Texas is 1 back. The Astros don't play until a little bit later. They are Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN tonight. They're facing the Yankees. So here's one low and outside to Hensley. So if the Astros win, they'll tie the Mariners again for first place, but Yankees have played them tough in that series. 1-1 pitch down low, 2-1. Pitch coming. In there for a called strike. 2-2 now to Hensley. There's action in the Sugarland bullpen. So now the 2-2 is grounded to the right side, and Tanerowicz fields it, and he'll toss it to Rodriguez covering first for the out, and the inning is over. 3-up, 3-down at the top of the sixth. Jose Rodriguez retires the side in order. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Sugarland 8, Tacoma 2.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
one of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Well, we go to the bottom of the sixth. It is Sugarland 8, Tacoma 2. New pitcher for Sugarland, Austin Hansen, takes over on the mound. Misael Tamara has won 5 innings, allowed 5 hits, 2 runs, both earned. Walk 2, struck out 4. He's in line for his first win of the year. The Sugarland bullpen can hold a 6-run lead. Trammell stands in. He has walked and struck out so far. And Austin Hansen's pitch is down and in for a ball, 1-0. Hansen, 2-2 with a 6.13 ERA. This is his 31st appearance. And the 1-0 is taken down low for a ball, 2-0. Hansen pitched on Thursday when an inning and a third, the Rainiers managed to score a run against him. Here's a swing and a foul by Trammell, and he fouled it off his own foot. And he's back up on his feet trying to shake it off. That always stings. Fouled this pitch straight off the inside of his right foot. Trammell being given a moment to walk that one off, but he'll continue this at bat. Now the pitch is fouled off towards the third base side and out of play. 2-2. Here's the 2-2, and it is outside with a fastball. 94 on the gun, and full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch. Down low, ball 4. The Red Ears get the leadoff man aboard. Trammell draws his second walk of the day. He is aboard at first, and now Adam Engel will be the batter. We'll take a look at our Seattle Mariner Farm Report. The Mariners have a scorching hot team in the organization at the low A ball level in the California League. Now the pitch to Engel is in for a strike. The Modesto affiliate won their 12th in a row yesterday. They shut out Inland Empire 2-0. So here's one in for a strike, 0-2. As this year's 8th round draft pick for the Mariners, Ryan Hawks, a pitcher out of Louisville, he pitched 4 perfect innings for Modesto yesterday as they won their 12th in a row. 0-2 pitch is outside, 1-2. And this year's first-round draft pick, well, one of their 3 first-round draft picks, Colt Emerson, high school shortstop, but he went 3-for-3 for Modesto yesterday with a double. Also drew a walk. 1-2 to Engel. Check swing. He did not go. And the count's even 2-2. Two, two is low, ball three. Full count pitch coming. Swung on and pulled into left. There's a base hit, possibly more for Engel. Over to cut it off is Costas. Trammell goes all the way to third, and Engel will get to second base with a double. And the Red Ears have something cooking here at the bottom of the sixth inning. Runners at second and third with nobody out for Robbie Tanerowicz. Tanerowicz 0-for-1 today with a strikeout and a walk, but RBI opportunity now with runners at second and third. And the Sugar Land catcher Salazar is going to go to the mound and talk to Austin Hansen for a moment. And they're already starting to warm up another reliever in the Sugar Land bullpen. And they have Jimmy Endersby warming up quickly down in the pen. Sugarland did use a couple of their top relievers yesterday, Seth Martinez and Parker Mashinsky, along with Matt Gage. So here's a pitch down low to Tanerowicz, ball one. Pitch swung on and looped out into right, and that's a base hit. Trammell scores. They're waving Engel around third. He's coming in. The throw comes into second base. It's a two-run single for Robbie Tanerowicz, and the Red Ears making it 8-4 ball game. Tanerowicz just calmly placed that ball out in right field. Kind of a slow swing, serving it out into right field for the two-run single. Does the job. Now Riley Unroe, the batter. And he tries to bunt, bunts at third base side, and that's going to work for a hit. Unroe with a bunt single. Tanerowicz moves up to second. Four straight Red Ears batters have reached base here in the sixth inning. That caught him off guard. Unroe with a smart play there, and he gets a hit out of it. So two on for Severino. He's 0-for-2 today, and the pitch is outside, ball one. One-oh pitch on its way. Down to the dirt, 2-2. Two-oh pitch. Inside, ball three. A walk would load them up for Bliss, who has homered twice in this game and would represent the tying run if he bats with the bases loaded. 3-0 pitch to Severino is on its way, and he swings and pops it up, foul and out of play. 3-1 now. Severino looking out towards Austin Hansen. And the 3-1 pitch is fouled back again, and the count is full now, 3-2. 3-2 pitch coming. Two on, and the pitch is hit in the air to right field, not deep. But coming in is Jolks, the right fielder, and he makes the catch. And that's the first out of the inning. Severino flies to right. And now Ryan Bliss will be the batter. Bliss 2-for-3 with two homers. And looks like that's going to be it for Austin Hansen. It's Mickey Story, the manager of the Sugarland squad, is on his way out to the bullpen. He's going to bring in a fresh arm to face Bliss. So we'll take a break for this pitching change here in the bottom of the sixth inning with the score Sugarland 8 to Tacoma 4.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
We're at the bottom of the sixth inning. Tacoma trailing 8-4. K-9 innings day here at Cheney Stadium, the only day that they are allowed to play Who Let the Dogs Out on the PA system. Any other day, it's banned. Right here is rallying here. They have two runs in, two men on base with one out. Ryan Bliss, who has homered twice in this game, coming to the plate. New pitcher for Sugarland is Jimmy Endersby, 4-5 with a 5.97 ERA. This is his 31st appearance out of the bullpen for the Astros AAA club. First pitch to Bliss is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Endersby. Now the 0-1, and it's swung on, pulled to third, fielded by Hensley, goes to second for one, on to first for two, a double play. Exactly what Sugarland wanted. Bliss hit that ball hard, but right to the third baseman, and they go around the horn, and Endersby escapes the jam. Well, the Red Ears did get two runs on three hits. There were no errors and one runner left, and we go to the seventh inning. It's Sugarland 8, Tacoma 4.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
On we go to the seventh inning. It is Tacoma trailing Sugarland 8-4. Jose Rodriguez on the mound. He'll face Corey Jolks, Pedro Leon, and Shea Whitcomb here at the top of the seventh. And his first pitch to Jolks is taken inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Jolks 2-for-3 with a single, a double, an RBI, and a run scored. Next pitch poured in there for a strike, 1-1. Well, we've got a final in from the Pacific Coast League that is relevant to the Red Deer's interests. As here's one down and into Jolks. First place Round Rock has lost today. Oklahoma City beat him up pretty good. It was 9-1. So now the 2-1 pitch is inside for a ball, 3-1 to Jolks. And Oklahoma City helped out the Red Deer by winning 4 out of 6 in that series against Round Rock. 3-1 pitch, outside ball 4, leadoff walk. So what that means is that if the Raiders do not come back today, they will still be one game out of first place. And if they do come back, well, move into a first place tie if the Raiders can come back and win this game. Pedro Leon now the batter, and the pitch is lined down the right field line, and another extra base hit into the corner for Sugarland. Coming towards third is Jolks. He'll stop there, and in at second is Leon with a double, and they have runners at second and third. Sugarland has hit 4 doubles in this game, and 3 of them have been balls like that one that Leon just hit. Liners right down the line that stay fair. So 2 men in scoring position and no one out for Whitcomb, and the Red Deer have to bring the infield in. Whitcomb is 1-for-3 with a 2-run homer today, and he swings and pops one up. Foul first base side. Tanarowitz calls for it and makes the catch, and there's the first out. Big out right there. Keeps the runners standing where they were. Second and third, 1 out now, and Dixon Machado is the batter. Machado 0-for-3 today. And the pitch is a slider called a strike. Next pitch hit up the middle and into center field. That's a base hit. Jolks scores. Here comes Leon. And the throw to the plate is not in time. Now going to second base on the throw, and sliding in there safely is Machado. Sugarland has reached double digits. They lead 10-4. So Machado with a 2-run single to center. Drives in a couple of runs, and Machado has 11 runs batted in his last 5 games played. He's on a Jake Schiner type of streak. Now Cesar Salazar is the batter. And the pitch from Rodriguez is inside for a ball, 1-0. Right here's half bullpen activity going. Wow, this pitch was challenged, and the automated system called it a strike. So the Red Deer win the challenge, and it's 0-1. Next pitch is fouled back. There's strike 2. Now a swing and a miss. That is strike 3, and down goes Salazar, and 2 men are gone to the top of the 7th. Now Knapp will be the batter. Swing and a grounder to first. That's fielded. Tanarowicz takes it to the bag for the putout, and that does it for Sugarland, but they get the two runs back that they gave up in the bottom of the sixth. So two runs on two hits, no errors. One runner left on. It's the seventh inning stretch. Sugarland in command. They lead 10-4.
The nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We go to the bottom of the seventh. It's Sugarland 10 to Tacoma 4. Jared Kelnick, Zach Deloach, and Jake Shiner to bat here at the bottom of the seventh inning. Jimmy Endersby on the mound. He got a huge double play for Sugarland right upon entering the game last inning. And his first pitch to Kelnick is outside for a ball, 1-0. Kelnick's 3-for-3 today. In the fourth game of his rehab assignment, his biggest day at the plate so far, and he takes a strike now. So the count to Jared is 1-1. Next pitch, swung on and hit on one hop to second. Whitcomb fields it and throws out Kelnick at first base. One out at the bottom of the seventh. Zach Deloach will now be the hitter. Deloach is 0-for-3 with two deep flyouts and a line out. Here's the pitch, and it is taken for a strike. Oh, one pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. Yeah, the 1-1. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball. Nice curve from Endersby. Endersby, an undrafted free agent, the Astros signed in 2020. That was the COVID year when the draft was only 5 rounds, so there were plenty of talented players available who did not get drafted. And the Astros signed Endersby coming out of college. So now it's 1-2 pitch inside with a fastball to Deloach. Counts even 2-2. Be out of Concordia University in Irvine, California. 2-2 pitch, outside, ball 3. 95 mile per hour fastball. Three-two pitch is hit in the air towards left. Another deep fly. Back is Costas, and he jumps at the wall and can't get it. It is gone. Deloach gets one out of here to left field after flirting with it twice previously. And that's his 20th homer of the year at opposite field. Solo shot for Deloach here in the bottom of the seventh. He has established a career high for homers this year, and he just added to it. Number 20 for Zach Deloach. Costas thought he had a play on it, and he was close. But Deloach hits the Red Ears third home run of this game. Now Jake Shiner is the batter, and he swings and misses at a fastball. So 10-5 now, and still only the seventh inning. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Wind's blowing out at Cheney today. Each team has hit three homers. O-2 pitch is hit in the air on the right side. The second baseman, Whitcomb, backpedaling on the outfield grass, makes the catch. And two men are out in the seventh. Taylor Trammell will now be the hitter. Trammell's 0-1 with a strikeout and two walks today. And the pitch is a breaking ball in the dirt. Ball one. Now a swing and a miss. Time called. Trammell steps out of the batter's box. The 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball down low. 2-1. Now a bouncer foul on the first base side. 2-2 the count. And this pitch is a fastball called strike three, and Trammell goes down looking, and that wraps up the bottom of the seventh inning. Endersby gets a strikeout. Red Ears score one on the Deloach homer. It was the only hit. No one left on. We go to the eighth inning. It's Sugarland 10, Tacoma 5.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community, places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA. Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose: making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
On we go to the eighth inning. It is Sugarland 10, Tacoma 5. New pitcher for the Red Ears. Casey Sadler in from the bullpen. Jose Rodriguez went two innings, allowed two hits and two runs, walked one, struck out two. So Sadler will face Luke Berryhill, Marty Costas, and David Hensley here in the eighth, three hitters who have done a lot of damage today. Berryhill stands in, Sadler with his pitch, and it is taken for a strike, going one. Sadler is appearing in his 11th game for the Red Ears. He's allowed eight runs in eight innings. He is coming back from a year and a half on the injured list. Shoulder surgery. Now the 0-1 pitch is inside for a ball. 1-1. Sadler, the fourth pitcher used by the Red Ears today. Next pitch misses for a ball. Sadler's worked a scoreless inning in each of his last three appearances for Tacoma. 2-1 pitch. Inside, ball three. Well, this is challenged by the Red Ears. The Red Ears catcher Severino thought this was a strike, so we'll see what the automated system has to say. And yes, it was a strike. Red Ears win the challenge. So it's a 2-2 count now on Luke Berryhill. Right, here's a 3-for-3 on their challenges today. Sadler's 2-2 pitch is a check swing, and he did not go. Full count, 3-2. Time called, and Berryhill steps out for a moment. Three, two coming, and it's bounced foul. Still 3-2. Sadler ready with a 3-2 pitch now to Berryhill. Swing and a miss, strike three, got him, and there's the first out at the top of the eighth inning. Sadler strikes him out, and now he'll work on Marty Costas. Costas, 2-for-3 with a single, a double, and two runs scored today. Sugarland warming up their next reliever in the bullpen. Sears a breaking pitch down low to Costas, ball one. There's one outside now, 2-0. Pitch. Chopped on one, big bounce to Shiner at third, who has it on the move, and he throws to first in time for the out, and two men are gone in the eighth. Costas hit this into the ground, and it took a giant bounce out towards Shiner, who had to charge it a bit to field it and throw while on the move to Tenarowitz at first. Two away for Hensley. Hensley's 1-for-3 with a three-run homer back in the fourth inning. Also has a walk today. Sadler's pitch is taken down low for a ball. Now the 1-0, swing and a miss. Outside, 2-1. The dogs letting their voices be heard here in the late innings today. Two-one pitch in there for a strike, 2-2. Now a swing and a miss, strike three. Sadler strikes out Hensley, and that wraps up the top of the eighth inning. Three up, three down, and a couple of strikeouts for Sadler, who looked sharp today. We head to the bottom of the eighth. It's Sugarland 10, Tacoma 5.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Sugarland 10, Tacoma 5. New pitcher into the ballgame for Sugarland. It's the guy who, for much of the season, has been their closer, Joe Record. Record 3-2 with a 3.47 ERA, and he's tied for fourth in the league in saves. He has 10 saves this season. Right here, sending Adam Engel, Robbie Tenorowicz, and Riley Unruh to the plate this inning against Record. Engel stands in, and the first pitch is chopped foul off of Engel's foot. That's strike one. Record in relief of Jimmy Endersby. He went 1 2/3, allowed one hit and one run, no walks, one strikeout. 0-1 pitch now from Record. And there's a breaking pitch outside. 1-1. Now this pitch is outside for a ball. Now a swing and a foul back. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. That is strike three. And Engel strikes out swinging against Record. One away. Now Tenorowicz will hit. He's 1-2 with a single, a walk, and two runs batted in. Record to the plate, and there's a breaking pitch inside. Now a swing and a foul on the first base side. 1-1 the count. Here's one down low, 2-1. Two-one pitch is bounced towards third, fair ball, fielded by Hensley. Long throw to first, and it is in time to get to Narrowitz. And two men are gone in the bottom of the eighth inning. So Narrowitz pulls a bouncer on the third base side, and Hensley fielded it at deep third, but still able to throw out Narrowitz by a couple of steps. So Riley Unruh will bat. He had a bunt single his last time up and is 1-for-3 today. Two outs in the eighth, Sugarland leading 10-5. And the first pitch is a breaking pitch outside, ball one. Now the 1-0 coming. And Unruh tries to bunt for a hit again and bunts it foul. 1-1. One pitch, down in the dirt. Two-one delivery, grounded towards first. And that'll be a routine play for Knapp, who fields it and takes it to the bag for the out. And the Rainiers go in order in the eighth inning. Three up, three down. We head to the ninth. Still a Sugarland lead. It's pretty big. They are on top, but 10-5.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Keep your machine lean and clean this summer while doing all the things you love to do in the Tacoma Power service area. Whether you live, work, or play in the many communities who use Tacoma Power, our electricity and publicly available chargers is from clean, renewable hydroelectric power. Want to know more about all the ways we support electric vehicles in our community? Visit mytpu.org/EVS.
Oh, we go to the ninth. It is Sugarland 10, Tacoma 5. Rainiers bring in Juan 10 to pitch the top of the ninth. See if he can put a zero up there, and maybe the Rainiers can find a big inning in the bottom of the ninth. You never know. 10 will face Corey Jolks, Pedro Leon, and Shea Whitcomb in the top of the ninth. And his first pitch to Jolks is taken outside for a ball. 1-0. Jolks has been on base three times today with two hits and a walk, and he has scored two runs, driven in another. Now the pitch is over for a called strike. 1-1 the count. Now this pitch misses for a ball. So 2-1 the count to Jolks. And the pitch is swung on, grounded towards first. And fielding that is Todorowicz, and he'll take it himself to the base to put out Jolks. And one man is gone in the top of the ninth inning. So Juan Ten retires the first batter he faces. And that'll bring Pedro Leon to the plate. Ten is in relief of Casey Sadler, who pitched a 3-up, 3-down eighth with a couple of strikeouts. Sadler's fourth straight scoreless outing. Pitch to Leon is called a strike at the bottom of the zone. Leon didn't like it. He asked for a challenge. We'll see what the computer has to say. And the computer says that that pitch was considerably low for a ball. So, ball one. And now the pitch to Leon is bounced foul, 1-1. One ball, one strike. And the pitch is taken for a called strike, and the count goes to 1-2. In the bottom of the inning, the Rainiers have Severino set to lead things off in the number 9 spot in the order. Here's one outside to Leon. And then it'll be Bliss and Kelnick. Two pitch. Bounced back towards 10 on the left side of the hill. He fields it and throws to first for out number 2. So 10 gets Leon to bounce back to himself. And now there are 2 down for Shea Whitcomb. Whitcomb's 1-for-4 with a 2-run homer back in the 3rd inning. And the pitch is in for a strike. Oh, one pitch. Line to the right side and through into right center field. That's going to hit the gap and roll all the way until the fence stops it. Whitcomb ends up at second base with a 2-out double. So Whitcomb drives a low liner to right center. And it's only his 6th double for Sugarland. He has a bizarre stat line, Whitcomb. He's hit 20 homers in just 70 games for Sugarland. Yet he has only 6 other extra base hits. 6 doubles, no triples. Sears one in for a strike to Machado. And Whitcomb has a high strikeout rate, which, you know, typical for guys who hit a lot of homers. Not a big deal these days, as here's a pitch in for a strike, but how rarely does he walk. And, you know, so many of the power hitters we see around the league who hit a lot of homers, have a lot of strikeouts, they usually have a lot of walks too. Next pitch is a called strike 3, and down goes Machado. And we don't know actually if he has struck out or not, because he challenged this and he wins the challenge. The pitch was low, so it is 1-ball, 2-strikes to Machado. We have only seen 7 challenges in this game, but the players have won 6 of the 7. They seem to be well aware of when the umpire has missed a call today. So 1-ball, 2-strikes. And this pitch is swung on and fouled back, and Machado stays alive. Still 1-2. Two down, top of the ninth. Sugarland leading 10-5. And the pitch is a fastball that misses. 96 mile per hour heater from 10. 2-2 now. And the pitch is popped up on the right side into shallow right field. Tedarowicz drops back and the first baseman makes the catch. And that's the final out of the inning. Machado pops up to the first baseman, Robbie Tedarowicz. No runs for Sugarland at the top of the ninth. They had a hit, there were no errors, and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the ninth. It is Sugarland 10, Tacoma 5.
Embarrassed by ugly yellow toe fungus?
Living with toe fungus it's embarrassing. I was afraid to take my socks off. I hid my yellow and crumbly toes from everybody.
Introducing Crystal Flush. Crystal Flush is the only FDA-registered 2-in-1 home treatment that attacks your toe fungus from both the inside and out. Crystal Flush's new and different combination system knocks out toe fungus for good, guaranteed.
Crystal Flush is different. After just a few weeks, my fungus was gone. I mean, 100% disappeared. Crystal Flush was the only thing that ever worked. So if you're skeptical because you tried a bunch of other stuff, Crystal Flush is different. This is a game changer.
Crystal Flush is now available without a prescription, but it is not available in stores. Get your risk-free supply today. Go to crystalflush.com. That's CrystalFlush.com. Stop being embarrassed by ugly yellow toenails. Go to crystalflush.com or call 800-204-4484.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
We go to the bottom of the ninth. It is Sugarland 10, Tacoma 5. New pitcher for Sugarland, right-hander Anoli Paredes is in from the pen. This will be his 44th appearance of the year. He's 2-3 with four saves, 5.40 ERA. Not a save situation because Sugarland has a five-run lead. The Red Ears will lead off with Pedro Severino. Got to start things off by getting some base runners and then see what happens from there. First pitch to Severino is in there for a strike. Severino's been quiet today, 0-3. Paredes. Yeah, with his 0-1 pitch on its way, and it's popped up foul and out of play. And Severino's behind at the count 0-2. Red Ears have won three in a row. They've won this series. They've won four out of five, but an opportunity exists to pull into a first-place tie with a win today. Yet Sugarland's had a big game offensively. Next pitch is blooped out towards the second baseman, Whitcomb, who was shaded up the middle, and he makes the catch. And that's the first out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Ryan Bliss will now hit. He's 2-for-4 with a couple of solo homers, including one that led off the first inning. One away in the ninth. And the pitch is a fastball called a strike. Next pitch from Paredes. Fastball called a strike. Bliss thought it was high, so we'll see. Oh, boy, that actually did catch the very upper outer corner of the automated strike zone. So right here's lose a challenge. And the count is indeed 0-2 on Bliss. And the pitch now, swing and a miss, strike three. 98 mile per hour fastball. So two down. Pinch hitter for Celtic. Celtic done after four at bats today. And Isaiah Gilliam will pinch hit. Switch hitter will bat left-handed. Two outs in the ninth, and the first pitch to him is down and in for a ball, 1-0. Gilliam is in just his seventh game since coming up from AA, 4-for-15, but with 8 walks. He's been on base a lot, and he swings and hits one up the middle and into center field, a base hit. Dan Gilliam reaches with a pinch hit single to center field, and the Red Deers aren't done yet. Zach Deloach now the batter. And with that, Gilliam has now reached base in all 7 of his games that he has played in for Tacoma. And twice he's had only 1 plate appearance. Here's the pitch to Deloach, and he fouls it off on the third base side. Owen won the count to Deloach, who hit his 20th homer of the season in the 7th inning. He's 1-for-4 today. Next pitch is poured in there for a strike. 0-2 the count. Well, that's been challenged by Deloach. Why not use your challenges now, huh? Well, another lost challenge, as that was indeed a strike at the bottom of the zone. So no balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs in the ninth. Sugarland leading 10-5. And Paredes is ready, and his pitch is a swing and a miss, strike 3, and that's the ball game. Sugarland takes it to 10-5, the final, and the Red Deers have to settle for winning the series 4-2, and the Red Deers remain 1 game behind first place Round Rock in the second half standings. And this wraps up the homestand. A good homestand. The Red Deers went 7-5 on the 12-game homestand. And very much in the race with 18 games left. A 12-game road trip starts tomorrow. The team travels tomorrow. The games begin on Tuesday. Tuesday's game will be at 5:35 Pacific. That is the opener of the 6-game series in Salt Lake City, followed by 6 at Oklahoma City. And then the Red Deers will be back home here on Tuesday, September 19th, for the final homestand. And could be a very big one in the standings as Tacoma plays Round Rock in that final week of the regular season. This one goes to the Space Cowboys, 10-5 the final. Stick around, we'll recap the game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Red Deers postgame show coming up next.
When it comes to your business insurance, perspective is everything. What is your broker seeing? And more importantly, what are they not seeing? If they're only considering your standard risks, well, that's like watching a ball game through a knothole in a fence. At Propel Insurance, we prefer sitting directly behind home plate, seeing the bigger picture. So not only do our experts understand your obvious risks, we dig in to identify exposures that you may not be aware of to create a smarter risk management program and keep you better protected. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Well, the Red Ears dropped this one to Sugarland today. 10-5 is the final score. And the Red Ears end up winning 4 of 6 from the Houston Astros AAA club this week here at Cheney Stadium. Sugarland, in the 2 games they won in the series, scored a lot. And that was certainly the case today. Although the Red Ears did score first when Ryan Bliss led off the bottom of the first inning by blasting an opposite field homer to right center. And Tacoba was up 1-0 in the first as he went deep off the Sugarland starter, Misael Tamarez. And it was still 1-0 going to the third. Kyle Hart on the hill for the Red Ears. Pitched scoreless ball in the first 2 innings. And at that point, he had allowed only 2 earned runs in his previous 28 2/3 innings as we went to the third. But Sugarland got to him in the third inning. Luke Berryhill led off the inning with a homer, his 8th of the year. That tied the game 1-1. Marty Kostas lined one down the right field line that was barely fair and got down for a double. Then after an out, Corey Jolks pulled a double down the third baseline, a similar ball in that it was barely fair, but it was fair, and it scored Kostas, and Sugarland was ahead 2-1. After a strikeout of Pedro Leon, Shea Whitcomb blasted his 20th homer for Sugarland this year, a 2-run shot to left field, and they were up 4-1 in the third. Whitcomb homering in back-to-back games for Sugarland, and he has 32 home runs this year split between AA and AAA. So it was 4-1 in the third inning. The Red Ears did get a run back at the bottom of the third when Bliss connected again, pulling a homer to left field. He hit 2 home runs today, 1 opposite field to right center, and 1 that he pulled to left field, and he now has 5 homers for Tacoma in 29 games since joining the team. He also has 18 homers total this season between AA and AAA, numbers that he has compiled in first the Diamondbacks organization and then the Mariners. So Bliss up to 18 homers all told this season, 5 of them in a Tacoma uniform. So his 2nd of the game in the third made it 4-2, but Sugarland really opened things up in the fourth. After an out, Andrew Knapp doubled to left center. Luke Berryhill singled to right, bringing in Knapp. Marty Kostas singled. And then David Hensley launched a 3-run homer to left field, his 5th of the year. And it was 8-2 Sugarland in the fourth. And that kind of put them on the path to victory today as the Red Ears did make it interesting. They started to get some shutout relief from Nick Whitgren and Jose Rodriguez, a scoreless 6th. In the bottom of the 6th, the Red Ears scored twice against reliever Austin Hansen. When Trammell walked, Adam Engel doubled him to 3rd, and then Robbie Tenorowicz hit a 2-run single to right field, and it was 8-4 in the 6th inning. And he started to think a little bit like, well, you know, maybe the Red Ears are going to get back in this thing. They had runners at 1st and 2nd with 1 out in the 6th when Sugarland went to the bullpen, brought in Jimmy Endersby. Bliss was up, and he got Bliss to ground into an inning-ending double play and keep it 8-4. And then Sugarland immediately answered with 2 runs in the top of the 7th against Jose Rodriguez, who walked the leadoff man Jolks. Pedro Leon hit a double, and then with 1 out, Dixon Machado a 2-run single to center, and Sugarland was back up by a half dozen again, 10-4. Red Ears scored 1 more run in the 7th. Deloach hit an opposite field homer, his 20th home run of the season, and that made it 10-5, but that was as close as the Red Ears would come today. Sugarland wins it 10-5 is the final score. Final totals for Sugarland, 10 runs on 12 hits, no errors. They left 4 on base. Tacoma scored 5 runs on 10 hits and no errors, left 7 on base. Winning pitcher, Misael Tamarez, who was 0-9 on the year and a hard luck pitcher this season, but he gets a victory today, now 1-9 for Sugarland. Kyle Hart takes the loss for the Red Ears. He falls to 4-4. Time of the ball game was 2 hours 35 minutes. The attendance 5,607. With the victory. Sugar Land is now 52-80 on the year. They're 19-38 in the second half. Tecoma is 71-61 on the year, and the Red Ears are 34-23 in second half play. Tecoma still one game out of first place in the second half standings, as the division, or the leader, Round Rock, has already lost today as well. We'll get to that in the PCL scoreboard later on. But first, coming up next on the Red Ears postgame show, we'll take a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tecoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Sugarland beats Tecoma today 10-5. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners lose. The Mets beat the Mariners today in New York 6-3 as the Mets win the series 2-1. First time the Mariners have lost a series since early August when they dropped 2-3 to Baltimore. The M's ran into a hot Pete Alonso today. He had 2 homers and drove in 4. Alonso now with 41 homers and 100 runs batted in for the Mets this season. The Mariners did hit a couple of homers themselves. Dominic Canzone and Mike Ford with back-to-back homers in the fourth. But the M's were trailing 4-0 after 3. George Kirby taking a loss today in a short outing. And the Mets win it 6-3, the final. Mariners entered play today a game ahead of the Houston Astros in the AL West standings. Houston is playing Sunday night baseball today, and they're in the first inning, no score. The Astros hosting the Yankees. Texas also in the mix in the AL West. They gained a game. The Rangers beat the Twins 6-5 today on a walk-off homer by Adolis Garcia, his 34th of the year. So the Rangers are now one game behind the Mariners in the AL West. Other scores on a busy day in the big leagues. In the American League, the Red Sox defeat Kansas City 7-3. Masataka Yoshida with a 3-run homer for the Red Sox. He is a leading candidate for the American League Rookie of the Year award this year. Detroit edges the White Sox 3-2. Spencer Torkelson with a go-ahead homer in the seventh inning for the Tigers. And bunch of games that have just wrapped up or are very close to finishing as we try to get you the latest details on these games. But some of these I only have the score. Like this one just ended in Oakland. The A's defeat the Angels 10-6, the final score there. And the Rays scored late and defeated Cleveland 6-2 in Cleveland today. As that rounds out our American League scores. In interleague play, Toronto has a 7-5 lead over the Rockies. They're in the bottom of the ninth inning at Coors Field. Toronto scored twice at the top of the ninth to snap a 5-5 tie in that one. And the Orioles and Diamondbacks just wrapped up in Phoenix with Baltimore taking that one 8-5. So they are going to remain 2.5 games ahead of Tampa in the AL East. In National League play, the Cubs scored 7 in the 8th inning and won big at Cincinnati 15-7. Ian Happ drove in 4 runs. Mike Tauchman had 4 hits and 3 runs batted in as the Cubbies went big at Cincinnati. Philadelphia had back-to-back homers from Alec Bohm and JT Realmuto, and they beat the Brewers 4-2. The Marlins finished a 4-game road sweep at Washington 6-4 the final today. Luis Arraez led off the game with a homer and scored the go-ahead run in the ninth. The Cardinals rookie Jordan Walker has been surging of late. He had two hits and a homer today as St. Louis beat Pittsburgh 6-4. The Dodgers shut out the Giants 4-0. That's not right. The Padres shut out the Giants 4-0 in San Diego as Seth Lugo went six scoreless innings. And then the Dodgers beat the Braves 3-1 today at Dodger Stadium in that meeting between the top two teams in the National League. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here in Tacoma. The Red Ears fall to Sugar Land 10-5. We'll check the Pacific Coast League scores right after this.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Well, Sugar Land takes the series finale 10-5, the final score today at Cheney Stadium. And the Red Ears have to settle for winning the series 4-2. Sugar Land, in the two games they won, powered the ball out of the ballpark. The Wednesday game that they won 12-1, they hit five homers. The game they win today, 10-5, they hit three homers. The other four games in the series, they didn't score much at all, and the Red Ears won those. So Sugar Land, though, when they broke out the bats like they did today, they were able to get wins in this series. But Tacoma will take the overall result, winning 4 out of 6 here. But the season is winding down, and the Red Ears are in a pennant chase, and it is disappointing when you miss an opportunity. The Red Ears had one today. They could have pulled into a tie for first place if they had won this game, because first-place Round Rock lost today at Oklahoma City. In fact, they got blown out 9-1. So the Red Ears are still one game behind Round Rock. And Vegas has a chance to move into a first-place tie tonight. They play a night game at home against Salt Lake. If they win, they will tie Round Rock in first. If they lose, then they'll remain tied with Tacoma in second, one game back. So an important game of the standings later on tonight in Las Vegas. Also, later on today, El Paso is at Reno, and then there was one other day game. Took 10 innings to play in Sacramento. Albuquerque beat Sacramento 8-5, the final score there. Well, the Red Ears are going to relax tonight here in Tacoma. Then tomorrow, the team will fly to Salt Lake City and get ready for the series that starts there on Tuesday. And first pitch on Tuesday is at 5:35 Pacific time. Rainiers have Tommy Malone listed as the starter against Carson Fulmer for Salt Lake. 5:35 p.m. first pitch on Tuesday. We'll have the streaming broadcast available for you on Tuesday. We'll start the pregame show up at 5:25 p.m. Well, that's going to do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score today, Sugar Land 10, Tacoma 5. Have a great rest of your holiday weekend, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday from Salt Lake City.